devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Monday all day long. But we'll get through it. You can be a part of this big program, 844-967-2789. Dom, over the course of the weekend, I saw Ted Cruz staking out a fact that marriage equality really should be a state issue, state by state. And here in the state of Wisconsin, they had a constitutional amendment way back in 2006. One man, one woman. That's the only acceptable form of marriage. Well, subsequently, a federal judge, Barbara Crabb, set that aside, and it opened a brief window of marriage, about a week. And it was a wonderful time in our history. That happened right around the state convention time in 2014. And then the U.S. Supreme Court, they made their own ruling and effectively legalized same-sex marriage all across our nation uniformly. Extended rights to everyone to marry whoever they loved or wanted to, you know, share finances with or whatever.
Whatever your motivation, however you get there.
But Paul Waldman, a columnist over at the Washington Post, the headline, Dom, we sort of previewed it before we got here. Are Republicans coming for marriage equality next? Yes, they are. Let me jump in here if I can. Doing my best, Dom. You know, unfamiliar computer. I'm like a old guy. I get really struggly with new tech.
You want to have Evan help you out there?
No, I got it.
Some
I got
of
it.
Younger kids? Okay,
I'm
all
right. Shaw, man. Fancy Brian's through the window, though. I can't touch him.
Right.
I can see him, but I can't touch him. Having dispatched Roe v. Wade, Republicans may soon be coming for marriage equality. Many Republicans say that's not true. Their line of the moment is that while the Supreme Court decision has established marriage equality was a terrible miscarriage of justice, they have too much else to worry about at the moment to push for it to be overturned.
Right.
Should you believe them? Probably not. After all, right now, this is not a party that is unwilling to revisit its past defeats to see if they can be reversed. And the best way for Democrats to stop it from happening... Pardon me? The best way for Democrats to stop it from happening is to make it an issue and use against every Republican. And his decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Justice Samuel Alito Jr. referred to the unfounded fear that after declaring there is no constitutional right to abortion, the court might next overturn other decisions, including Obergefell and Hodges. Obergefell, Hodges, same decision. The 2015 case that established marriage equality. Not to worry, Alito said. This decision was about abortion and nothing else. Do you believe him, Dom?
I do not.
Other conservatives were not so coy. In his concurrence, Justice Clarence Thomas cited Obergefell as one of the series of, and here's the quote, demonstrably erroneous cases that must be overturned. And on a recent podcast, Senator Ted Cruz, a past and future presidential candidate, said that Obergefell, like Roe v. Wade, ignored two centuries of our nation's history and that it was clearly wrong when it was decided. Cruz went on to say, I don't think this court has an appetite to overturn Obergefell and other decisions such as Griswold, which struck down state laws outlawing contraception. That's possible, but only of the but one of the only ways Democrats can keep it from happening is to demonstrate the court's Republican majority that it would be a political disaster for their party if they did so. And I'd like to think we'd play a part in making it their political disaster, Dom.
Well, we should make it hell for them. I'll continue on from the Washington Post. Forget about Republicans saying, don't be silly. We don't want to make same-sex marriage illegal. When they say that, what they really mean is, let's talk about something else. This is what we used to call a wedge issue, one that drives a wedge between one part of your opponent's party and another. And if Democrats want to figure out how to do it, they should look at how public opinion on marriage equality was transformed in the first place. Not all that long ago, the idea of same-sex couple marrying was considered so radical that few Democratic politicians wanted to touch it. When Barack Obama ran for president in 2008, his position was that those couples should be able to get civil unions, a kind of second-class substitute but not marriage. He eventually came around, as did every other Democrat, because politicians usually don't lead public opinion, they follow it. And the transformation in public opinion was extraordinary. According to Gallup, support for same-sex marriage was at around 40% when Obama was elected. When Obergefell was decided, it was around 60%, and today it's over 70%. Even a majority of Republicans now believe everyone should be able to marry who they choose. A good deal of credit goes to the marriage equality movement, which decided the right strategy would be to appeal to values even conservatives held, especially the desire for strong and stable families. Many of their TV ads didn't even include gay people. They featured family members testifying to their love of their gay relatives and the hope that they would be able to raise families of their own. It was extraordinarily effective, probably the most effective campaign of political persuasion in memory, with the possible exception of the Bush administration's efforts to convince Americans that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And it offers a guide for how Democrats can talk about what Republicans are doing now and might do in the future. It's hard to imagine what would be more anti-family than nullifying existing marriages and barring committed couples from marrying in the future. Do Republicans really want to break up stable families? Question mark. What will happen to the kids? Don't we need more secure families? If they say, we don't want to go that far, one might remind them that the Texas Republican Party just approved a platform saying, and I quote from Paul Waldman at the Washington Post, quote, "We affirm God's biblical design for marriage and sexual behavior between one biological man and one biological woman, which has proven to be the foundation for all great nations in Western civilization. We oppose homosexual marriage, regardless of state of origin," unquote. Waldman goes on to say, lest there be any confusion, they added that Obergefell, quote, has no basis in the Constitution and should be nullified. This is the Texas GOP, people. Going on. That may not be the position of most Republicans, at least for now. Up until a year ago, this appeared to be an issue on which the party had essentially surrendered. Most Republicans hadn't changed their opposition to marriage equality, but they'd accepted that they lost the argument and didn't want to talk about it anymore. But the overturning of Roe has energized Republicans, convincing them that they can ride this backlash farther than they thought. Just about everything is up for grabs, even if most of them don't want to outlaw same-sex marriage. The conservative base does, and they drive the party's agenda, which is why Democrats should force Republicans to answer whether they want to break up families and make it illegal for millions of Americans to get married. Let's see if they'll stand up to their base and say unequivocally, not just that this isn't something they're interested in pursuing, but that every American should be able to marry the person they love and marriage equality should remain the law of the land. If they don't say that, they won't say that. You'll probably have a pretty good idea of their real intentions. Paul Waldman at the Post. And folks, you know their real intentions. Cruz said it out loud in the Texas GOP. They put it in their platform. That's what they're all about. And they're coming for it next. And how does that play out? And the other thing that is pointed out here, Ted Cruz had mentioned, well, they ignored our nation's history. Yeah, the nation's history of what? Of abusing and making less than human gay people for hundreds of years? Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's not something that we should embrace. You want to go back, live, a couple hundred years ago, Ted Cruz, good luck with that.
You know, if you believe some people's revisionist history, Ted Cruz's dad might have played a big role in history. Might have been part of the JFK assassination, right?
Isn't that what the GOP Trumpster said?
Well, that's what Donald Trump said specifically about Ted Cruz, I believe, at one time. Now, let's turn our attention to the great state of Wisconsin here. And the U.S. Senate race, we've talked about quite a bit. The Democrats hoping to take on Ron Johnson. And I haven't heard Ron express clearly where he stands on marriage equality. Maybe that's worth a Google. But I just wanted to back myself up and make sure I understood what the Republican gubernatorial candidates had to say on this very topic. And the Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels, the guy that, had thrown inflation, fluffed up $8 million of his own personal resources in his campaign in, what, 3-4 months the guy's been running so far? About $2 million a month of his own cash.
Lots of ads to buy, man. He's all over the place.
What's the governor make? About $185,000 a year? I mean,
he's going to have to be a governor for a long time to get the return on investment, man. I'm just saying.
Define return on investment. Tim Michaels opposes same-sex marriage. Doesn't even hide from the issue. Let me read briefly. Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. This dropped back in June. Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for Wisconsin governor is standing by his opposition to same-sex marriage, telling the Associated Press that he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. So, if Ted Cruz's state rights issue, if you basically send it back state by state, and Tim Michaels is the governor of the state of Wisconsin, guess what? He ain't going to sign it into law. We're going to have a ban. We're going to break up families. We're going to what? Annul pre-existing marriages and family units. And that's what he would advocate for. I bet he's the front runner right now. Now, Michaels is the co-owner of Michaels Corp Construction Company. He's one of, at that time, four Republicans running. Tim Ramjam. There is Rebecca Clayfish, who has certainly evolved on this issue, apparently. And there's Michaels. And then Kevin Nicholson, who got out of the race, apparently ran out of sugar daddy money to run on. He's down to like 25 grand. That's the real reason he got out of the race. But Michaels is against same-sex marriage. Now, Dominic, apparently Rebecca Clayfish has evolved on this issue. But you know where she was, and she is now in a position where she says, well, you know, I respect other people's marriages, same-sex marriage.
Can we marry dogs?
But if she was put on the spot, if she was the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin, and the conservative base wanted, what, to ban same-sex marriage? If you roll back the federal prohibition of same-sex marriage, it's going to be back to the constitutional ban. And let's say you could find enough Republican lawmakers willing to put up some sort of codifying legislation, which will never happen. But even if they did, do you think Rebecca Clayfish, with this newfound wokeness, do you think she'd have the courage?
I have no faith whatsoever in anybody in the GOP. Absolutely not. No.
She wouldn't sign the legislation. She wouldn't legalize same-sex marriage if that right is taken away by this conservative 6-3 block U.S. Supreme Court.
And for Michaels to say he's not for same-sex marriage and he believes, you know, marriage should be between one man and one woman, I would say, great. Then don't get involved in a same-sex marriage. It's real simple. And this is what I don't get. How come the Republicans have an opinion and then they want to force that opinion on everybody else? So I'm saying, while I'm certainly down and supportive of same-sex marriage, and hell, you know where I'm standing. Three people want to get married. Knock yourself out. Who gives a damn? But I'm not saying, Mr. Michaels, Rebecca Clayfish, you must engage in a same-sex marriage. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if people want to get married, let them get married. What does it matter to you? What is it about you and your beliefs that you're trying to continually shove down everybody else's throat like you have for the last several hundred years, as Ted Cruz so appropriately mentioned?
Dominic, back to the Associated Press reporting of Scott Bauer. When asked if he, Tim Michaels, would take steps as governor to limit the rights of gay people, Michaels said, as a businessman, what I do is I look at what's in the legislation. It's all about the details. So I'm very hesitant to do hypotheticals on a broadly stated question like that. But Michaels said he should win the support of the LGBTQ voters because they know that I'm going to bring proper, proven executive leadership to the governor's office. Yeah, I'm sure gay voters will line up to vote for the man that says, effectively, I'm against your right to marry another human being.
You don't have that right.
You don't have that right.
I want your vote, though. Yeah, but good luck with that.
I'm the right guy for you. Vote for me. I'll set you free. Come back. Devil's Advocate. Setting you free. Your opinions, they matter here. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Can we marry dogs?
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Is your wife a goer?
I know I feel bad that I have to go, but I'm supposed to be in Fond du Lac.
You and your mom are hillbillies.